From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
According to recent Labor Department numbers, there are more jobs available than there are people looking for those jobs. This is the first time that's happened since the year 2000. Now, one argument in face of that is to bring in immigrants to fill those extra spots. Another argument is no, don't let immigrants in. Lower the number of immigrants, as the White House would like to do, and wages will rise for U.S. workers. Which one is the right way forward from an economic perspective? We put that question to Giovanni Perry, an economist at UC Davis.
I think that the idea that if we don't get immigrants in, this will push wages up is not really supported by the recent experience in the labor market in the U.S. There is a problem of wage growth, especially for low-skilled workers, in the sense that wages have not grown very much in the last two decades. But the reason for that, economists argue, are more the changes nature of jobs, mechanization, computerization, offshoring, rather than the local force of demand and supply. You're right in saying that right now there is a very strong labor demand, and if companies cannot find workers to fill those jobs, this will likely result in slower growth of this company and less creation of future jobs. Wage are normally reflecting the productivity of workers, so to increase wages of worker, we probably need to continue increasing productivity of workers, so improve the schooling, improve the working condition will help. But there is no evidence that keeping the supply of workers short, this will increase wages, especially of low-skilled workers, whose number has been actually declining in the recent decades, but whose wages have not grown. The very tight immigration controls and policy, the current policy, is not going to help wages and is probably going to slow down the growth in employment and of the overall economy.
If businesses continue to be unable to fill positions, does that stifle economic growth?
It does, especially if this position are a position of professional, scientist, engineer, high-tech type of jobs. In the last 20 years, the largest inflow of immigrants has been in highly technical, highly professional jobs. This group of workers is really needed for companies to grow because they are the one they introduce innovation, technological progress. They allow a company and a firm to expand, be more productive. And when they are hired, the firm will need other type of workers as well, managers, salespersons, accountants. So constraining that part could put definitely a big constraint and slow down growth of companies and of the whole economy. Also, those type of jobs create good income, which is then reflected into higher demand, higher consumption in the United States, which further stimulates the economy and job creation, labor creation.
Has U.S. immigration policy tried to follow the needs of the U.S. economy?
I would say that immigration policies in the United States have been almost completely separated from the economic needs of the U.S. economy. The biggest and the only really substantial change in immigration policy in the last 30 years, I would say, has been the introduction of the H-1B visa program in 1990. And this is the program that brings in highly skilled professionals, which are now so much needed by high-tech company, but also by universities, lab, research centers. This program has been, in fact, reduced in numbers since 2001. And there has been no response to the growing economy in terms of what type of workers and how many workers we have brought in. I would say that one glaring example is what happened in the 90s and early 2000s. In this period, the American economy has created a lot of jobs and a lot of demand, even for relatively low-skilled jobs in the construction sector, in agricultural, in personal service, home services. And in this period, there has been no visa or a no legal way of entry for low-skilled worker to come and do this job, even if American company were looking for them. And this has been part of what has created this very large number of undocumented who were coming in to do exactly those jobs. And so you could argue that the enforcement policy in the United States, which has essentially been very tolerant in the 90s and early 2000s, has been a way of dealing with the fact that the immigration policy was not keeping up, but the economy was really demanding many more of these people.
That's interesting, though. You're saying sort of the flows of immigrants have followed what the economy has sought to absorb, but policy hasn't followed along suit with that. If we were to set aside the, you know, humanitarian rationale for accepting immigrants, the ideological rationale, you know, that America is a country of immigrants, if we were to set all that aside and devise an immigration policy based purely on the economic needs of the country, what would it look like right now?
I think it would look like a policy which would allow people to come in if there are American companies that are willing to hire them. They would allow people who study in the United States, whose number has increased dramatically, who go to college, to find, if they find a job in the United States, to stay. It will imply that a lot of the undocumented worker who are filling crucial niche in the U.S. economy, such as construction, agriculture, personal services, need to find a reasonable way to keep their job and have a legal status. And we should be thinking in the future that we want to continue, if not to enlarge, the ability of highly skilled to come and drive and push the American economy, but also find some legal ways for low-skilled worker who do jobs that Americans are moving out of very fast, but that the American economy is still demanding, as I said, manual jobs in construction, in agriculture, and in personal services in particular. We should find a way and a program that allow a certain number of these low-skilled workers to come in as long as they have jobs. So fixing the undocumented problem, finding a legal way to increase the number of skilled workers, and allowing a reasonable number of unskilled workers to come in should be the policy that we are discussing right now.
Giovanni Perry, professor of economics and chair of the economics department at the University of California, Davis, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.